here, and today I have Fred Larkham on the line, which is a nice change for me, in as much as Fred also lives in UK, so it wasn't difficult to arrange a convenient time to chat. Normally, my guests are from across the pond, and because of the various time differences, it can make things awkward. Anyway, Fred is another of the 7-Minute Workout Mavericks, and by that I mean he was one of the first members to join as a beta tester. I'm sure, as Fred is himself a personal trainer and has a history of teaching in the fitness industry, even instructing fitness instructors, he was a valuable critic. As he's still with the program, is very visible in the forum, and is a self-acclaimed 7-Minute police officer who likes to see what the other members are doing and offer advice where possible, it will be interesting to learn how this health and fitness program measures up to his past experiences. So, Fred, are you ready to reveal all?
Hi, Jane, yes.
So, let's see. Do you mind telling me your age?
Yes, I'm 57 now.
Right, okay. And is fitness, as you are a fitness instructor, presumably you've been interested in this for several years?
Many decades, not just years, going back to when I was 15.
Really? How did you get interested at 15?
Well, over in the UK, we had a set-up over here called the Duke of Edinburgh Award, which had many facets to it, one of them being a sport or a pastime. And that is when I began. I think I was 15, 15 and a half, weighing in at 8.5 stone, so very skinny. And well, the clubs in Derby, there was only probably one or two, and it was very, very intimidating. As you can imagine, going into a gymnasium where the guys were not just white guys, they were Jamaicans, Africans, all sorts, and they were massive. So it took a few visits to actually go through that door. It's very quite a laugh, really, when you look back on it all those years ago, going back 40-odd years now. And I've been involved on and off through the whole of my life, really.
So when you went in then, you presumably decided that your physique didn't come up to scratch, as it were. And so was that when you determined that you would try to build it up? Or was it more the health side of it?
It was definitely to build up. The Duke of Edinburgh Award was a scheme where you did 3 months for a bronze award, if you like. You did 6 months on a particular pastime for a silver, and then you did a year and a year plus to go for the gold. And my idea was to obviously get my 3 months and 6 months for the Duke of Edinburgh Award. And you had to show progress over a weekly and a monthly period for the whole 3 and 6 months. So I was going in at 8.5 stone, which in pounds, because I think our American friends work with poundage rather than stones, is around 120 pounds. And I was in that gym 4 times a week, an hour to an hour and a half, so massively overtraining. And it took me nearly 4 years to actually put a stone on. In those days, it was also very strict in the execution of the exercise. If you didn't execute it correctly, you didn't get your award at the end, so it has to be spot on. And during that time, I got into powerlifting, which is very similar to weightlifting. We have 3 lifts to do, and we all know those lifts nowadays as bench press for working your chest, squat, so for legs, and deadlift, which is legs and back. And they were the 3 lifts we used to do 4 times a week, as I say, for an hour to an hour and a half. Very tough, very hard work when you're that small. But only 8.5 stone.
I'm surprised that because it was so strict and rigorous, you actually stuck with it. I mean, most teenagers would sort of say, oh, I'm not doing that. That's
well,
too tough.
You didn't have much to do in those days. You know, going back 40-odd years.
Yeah.
You didn't have PlayStations or any of those sort of things.
So once you got your qualification then, did you take that up full-time or did you pursue a different career?
Well, when I left school, I became an apprentice in the contracting industry. I was an electrician. So once I left school, I carried on going to the barbell club and trained say, 3 or 4 times a week, and went to work as well. As regards instructing, it was not until 1985 that I actually got my first qualification. And that, in those days, was done by a company called Power Sport. There was only one other, and that was YMCA. The YMCA did an instructor's course, and Power Sport, which is a gym manufacturer, also did the course as well.
Oh, really? So what made you decide that you wanted to be specifically a personal trainer? Or did you try any other sorts of form of exercises other than the weightlifting?
Yes, I went on to qualify as aqua aerobic fitness coach, so water-based exercise.
Was that mixed? Was that male and female, or was it...
Male and female, but my area really was teaching others to instruct it. I didn't really take classes. I went out and taught other instructors this style of workout so they could apply it to their pool. Being done at that time.
Because actually aqua aerobics is supposed to be very, very beneficial, isn't it? Because you've got sort of the support from the water to help you.
Yes, and you, as an instructor, you have to think opposite to land-based exercises. You're not actually lifting the weight against gravity, you're pushing the weight against the pressure of the water. So it's just a different way of thinking and a different way of working the muscles.
And did I read somewhere that you also did boxercise or something?
Yes, I taught boxercise from 1994, that's when I qualified for that, so it's 9 years later.
That's a fairly tough type of exercise, isn't it?
It's brilliant, yeah. It gets the big guys out of puff quicker than the little ones.
So do you still do that?
No, I don't teach that anymore. That was another exercise similar to AquaFit that I think I was just a bit before my time. I couldn't get AquaFit into swimming pools. Very difficult. Exercise, again, you had to hire little places like the church hall and the school hall, places like that. And Joe Public being very fickle, they came for a few months and then drifted away. So that didn't last more than a year or two. The big chains were coming in and they were obviously running their own classes.
I'm surprised that you couldn't get AquaFit into the swimming pools, although I suppose... How long ago was this?
This is 1991.
Yeah, well, it's possibly that they were perhaps mixed classes and a lot of people who need to exercise tend to be a bit self-conscious about their figures, and especially in swimming costumes. So that could have been one of the major issues, that the women didn't want to particularly exercise with the men, possibly.
Possibly. I think really it was getting past the managers of the various swimming clubs and swimming pools. Getting them to look at it. We had quite a lot of videos which we used to leave behind and let them go through to show them what it was all about. But I think, again, it's 20 years now, so probably a bit before my time at that point.
So now you're on to the 7-minute workout, which is literally in there, do your exercises and get out. So do you think, again, you've come in a bit before your time, or do you think people are now in this fast-paced society when nobody has got any time, you're actually coming in at the right time?
I think it is the right time, because there's many, many markets out there. The problem that Joel and Chris mentioned, actually getting personal trainers to take it on board, they are actually programmed to do 1 hour and get paid quite a good fee for that time. I've spent an hour with a particular personal trainer, putting the whole concept to him regarding exercise for 7 minutes, and I could see it was going straight over his head. I even tried to get the guy to do it with me, just to show him the difference between what he's doing now and what he could be doing, and he could actually be earning more money, but obviously they're tied in with a club. The club deducts their wages or a fee for them hiring the gym. So it's very difficult, but I think that it'll come. It's not going to be a problem. It's going to happen this year, especially in the UK. It's just getting people to take it on. Once you've gone to take it on, they'll see, as you just said, 7 minutes, 7 to 10 minutes in and out of the gym, go about your business. There's a big market of people that have been to gymnasiums, didn't like it, and left. The attrition rate in the industry is anything up to 30-40% per year. So there's a lot of people leaving gymnasiums, having tried them, and there's a lot of people out there that have never tried the gym, don't want to try the gym, don't really want to get into that form of exercise. But if we're going to hit them with 7 to 10 minutes, it's a piece of cake. It's going to take them longer to get there than it is to get out, get in the gym and do the work. So a fast turnaround is ideal.
But the thing is, with the 7 minute workout, it's not just getting fit, building muscle, is it? It's overall health and losing weight, and there's all sorts of knock-on side effects, isn't there? Whereas most people tend to think of going to the gym as just getting fit, don't they?
Yeah, and it's education again, isn't it? One or two guys on the internet that I've been talking to lately, they're finding it's a bit of a brick wall. I think you just got to get groups of people together and introduce them to it as a chat. Just get a group of folks together, sit them in a room or a hall or whatever, and just say, hey, this is what's on the market nowadays. You haven't got to do the hour and a half. You haven't got to get on the treadmill. You haven't got to get on the rowing machine. You know, you're looking at a whole new concept here, which includes your diet, your eating habits, losing the obesity, you know, losing all those ailments. It will work, because the time constraint isn't there anymore. So there is no excuse now as regards time. And I think it can be taken into people's homes. It can be taken to swimming clubs. I've tried working with swimming clubs in the past many, many years ago, but that was hard work, getting them in the gym. And I think that's the problem, or that was the problem. It's not going to be a problem anymore because, you know, the time is so much shorter.
The thing is, with slimming clubs, they focus usually on diet, don't they?
Purely and simply, yes.
But really, it's the exercise that you need, because the diet will make you lose weight if you reduce the amount of calories you use in comparison with the amount of calories you actually use up. But you're not always losing fat, are you? Many people just lose muscle, don't they, and water, which clearly isn't the ideal thing to lose.
Yeah, swimming clubs tend to look at meals. We're looking at a balance of protein, carbs, fats. But there are other ways of getting that fat off. You've got to have fat in your diet alongside of protein to actually burn fat. You do need fat in your diet. Swimming clubs, I've been in them. I've actually ran a male swimming club for a short period. Again, you know, the education wasn't there and it was a swimming club. But I think if we can talk to the people that actually run them to start with before going to the class, get them involved, and then because the individual who's running the class has seen it, tried it, they will gladly talk to their membership. I found that in the past. We used to do body composition testing with swimming clubs, and I would give away quite a few free tests to get the interest going.
So how did you do that?
Well, there's many ways of doing it. The most common one, as most people are aware, is pinching the inch with the old calipers, the old plastic calipers that measure your body fat in millimetres. Tends to be a bit invasive. So I have a piece of kit, and in the old days I used a similar piece of kit, that actually you attach electrodes to the hand and foot, you lay down, you press a button on the machine, it instantly reads how much fat you have in your body, how much muscle you've got, how much water you have in your system, calories required purely to look after the lean tissue. It takes into account your age, your sex, your height and your weight, and it comes up with these results. And the beauty of that sort of test is when you do a follow-up, you can see exactly what they have lost. When the swimming people at swimming clubs get on and off scales, they're looking for a drop in weight, which, as you and I know, is not what you're looking for. Your weight can be similar or even higher, but you are getting leaner. And as you know, the leaner you are, the more muscle you carry, the more calories you're going to burn without going to the gym and getting on that treadmill.
So presumably that bit of kit that you refer to is quite an expensive, I mean, is it prohibitive for Mr. and Mrs. Average?
They are expensive. I think I've wrote on the various posts about it. When I bought my first piece of kit, it was American, so it had to come from America, and it cost me £2,500. But I've just bought one off eBay, actually, for £62, which is about $100.
Goodness. Was that new, or...?
It's a second-hand one. New one, you can buy a new one for £150, which is just over $200. So it's a bit more accessible to most folks, a couple of $100.
But presumably they have to be serviced or tested regularly, don't they?
No, it's like a little handheld radio. They have a self-calibration on it, so as long as it's reading within a certain range, then you're good to go. It's usually the battery that lets you down.
All right, okay. Well, one of the things about the 7-minute workout, I should imagine, is that it could be considered as a kind of a game or a challenge within families, where even the children could get involved, couldn't they? Because the obesity rate for the younger generation is really quite appalling, isn't it?
Yes, but the problem is, if the child is, let's say, 4, 5, and 6 years of age, and they're eating junk, and they've come from a pair of parents that are actually overweight, it's really, really difficult for those children, because they've inherited fat cells from the parents. So, yeah, put the fun across is ideal, but it's the diet that's going to do it for them. If they don't follow a reasonable diet for the rest of their life, they're going to end up similar to the parents, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is true, but it's never too late to start, is it?
It's a good attitude to have.
And if you can start with just 7 minutes, not, oh, well, we're going to have to go to the gym for an hour and you're going to have to sweat it out on the treadmill and do all this circuit training and stuff, which I'm not saying is bad. I'm sure it's brilliant, but it's not what young children want to do, is it? Or
no.
Even the majority of normal Mr. and Mrs. Average. A, because they perhaps don't want to expose themselves to the super fit types who are already in the gym. Also, it can be expensive, especially if you need a family membership. And also, it's time-consuming as well, isn't it?
Yes. You'd have a problem getting kiddies in the gym at the moment because their age. They've got to be, I'm guessing a little bit here, they've probably got to be 14 to 16 before they're allowed in a gymnasium. So doing it at home and getting the kiddies to do it, the kiddies are probably outshine the parents.
Well, that could be considered a good thing, because that could be a bit of a challenge, couldn't it?
If you could sort of say,
I'm going to beat mummy and daddy from the child's point of view, and then the adult will say, well, I can't have my child beat me. I've got to really do something about it. So,
a bit of competition, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it could work. So when you were presented with the idea of the 7-minute workout, how did you feel about that? Because it's obviously something completely different to everything you've been used to in your 40 years experience.
Yes, it is, totally. So the time is nothing. When I first signed up, I thought, well, I'll sign up and I'll check out Joel's videos, because as a personal trainer, you know, you're always checking out what people are doing, even if you're not teaching them. So I thought, right, I'm going to give this a few weeks. I'll look at the videos a few times, and if I don't think it's going to happen, then I'll just cancel my membership. But that was back in March, and I'm still here. There's a very good business behind this. The dietary side is excellent also. It doesn't go around counting calories. It's a fit score. So no longer are you really counting every calorie you take down. The whole concept is brilliant, really, because people do hate exercise. I've trained and taught in many gyms, and The people you think will stick with you, they disappear. The people you don't think will stick, they stick. It's really difficult to say, okay, this member's going to stay for a year or two. It doesn't happen. The problem with groups of people joining is, especially on the ladies' side, is a group of girls join or a group of ladies join, and when one leaves, the others think, oh, so-and-so's left, and then they leave, and you get down to zero. But 7 minutes, they're in and out in less than 10 minutes, really. And it's a bit of a laugh. It's good because you're not grafting like we used to graft in the old days, and the results do come through.
But having said that, it's not easy, is it? I mean, it doesn't take a lot of time, but you do have to reach that certain momentary muscular failure, don't you? Otherwise, you're not benefiting it, really, are you?
Yeah. Well, it is. It's okay. It is hard, but it's only hard for about 30 seconds, per exercise, and you're only doing one or two body parts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only hard on the last set.
Yeah.
And if you've got somebody with you, they can make it harder for you. As Chris and Joel have shown in the videos, when the partner's failing, they help them get one or two more reps. Mentally, it is hard work, but for a very, very short period of time. I've seen personal trainers taking young ladies around the gym, and they're sweating, their shirts are wet through, and I'm thinking, those folks aren't going to be walking tomorrow.
Mm.
And they really do go through an hour of graft.
Yeah, but my point was that whilst a 7-minute workout is simple, it isn't easy, and that was my point that I was trying to get across. So if anyone goes in and thinks, well, I've only got to do this for 7 minutes, it will be a doddle, then...
Yeah, you've got to push yourself.
Yeah, you've
got to push. And you've got to do it over time. You can't do it day one. If you try and do it day one, as you've probably seen on the message board, a lot of people are saying, I can't walk. you've got to go in there for the first cycle of 10 days and take it really easy. You just got to go in, go through the motions, especially if you're a beginner, because you are going to be sore no matter what you do, even if you go for a swim. If you go swimming for half of an hour and you get out of the pool, the next day you're going to be aching in parts you didn't know you could ache.
Well,
it happens with all sports and all pastimes that require you to move your body.
Well, this is it. I mean, a certain amount of people, they've probably never exercised for years and years and years. And even just doing your normal day-to-day activities, you don't use all the muscle groups, do you?
No, in this program, you're concentrating on a particular muscle group or two muscle groups at a time. So you can really get intense with that. But again, it comes over time. You shouldn't push too hard too soon. You need to walk out of the gym thinking you haven't done much in the early days. Mm. Otherwise, you will be very, very tender. And that could be putting off some folks, but if they're reading the messages and we're all in there saying, take it easy, you are going to be a little bit tender. Don't worry about it as long as it's not hurting you.
Mm. And it does seem strange, doesn't it, that the benefits actually come when you're not exercising?
Yeah, the exercise part of it is the part where the muscle tissue is breaking down, and as you recover, you grow.
Mm.
As long as you do it a little harder the next time you go in, that growth will continue. You need to find ways to make it more demanding.
So as you were fairly fit before you ever started this, how have you made your exercises more demanding?
Quite difficult, really, because you actually do need a training partner. So husband and wife is ideal. Friends training together is ideal, but in the early stages you can do it yourself. But the way I do it now is I tend to slow my repetitions right down. So instead of taking 3 or 4 seconds to perform one movement, I tend to go between 8 and 10 seconds. So I'm really going at a snail's pace through the repetitions, and that's hard. It doesn't seem hard while you're doing it, but when you wake up the next day, you know you've done it.
So presumably doing it that way, it takes you more than 7 minutes then?
No, because if you watch the Chris and Joel, when they move through, let us say, 3 different exercises for the chest, one or two of those exercises, you're only doing 3 or 4 reps just to test yourself for the ultimate set. So, no, you can do it in 7 minutes. It's not a problem. In the days, it used to be three or four sets, 10 reps, sit down for a minute, have a rest, let your partner do his, or you have a minute for yourself. But no, the way this is constructed, you do a warm-up, maybe 5 to 8 or 10 reps. Okay, so you warmed up. You don't need to get on a bike and warm up. You've warmed up with your first set. Your next set is a test to see how things feel before you hit the heavy one. So you can do your chest press, for example, in less than a minute before you move on to an incline chest or a pec deck. So the chest is covered in about 3 minutes. Then you do your triceps, for example. They're done in another 3 minutes. So you can actually beat 7 minutes.
Well, that is brilliant. Well, you can understand then in that case why personal trainers would be resistant to the whole idea, because if you say, well, yeah, you can get in and out in 10 minutes max, then when they want to employ people for an hour, it is going to be problematic, I would think, from the expert point of view. But from the normal run-of-the-mill Mr. and Mrs. average, to me that just seems like the perfect way to get fit and healthy.
Personal trainers, as I say, we said earlier, they're working on an hour and they're telling people this £30 or whatever it is they're charging is for the hour. All they have to do is drop the price to £15 or £20 and say, look, you're here for half an hour, you're going to work hard for 7 minutes, then you can wind down on the rowing machine or the cycle if you want to. So they are getting half an hour, but for a little bit more than half price. So they can actually double up on their clients. And the more people that do this, the more people are actually going to be told about it, and they're going to get repeat customers.
Mm-hmm. Now, you, listening to you, it sounds as if you are very interested in the business aspect of this program. Is that why you joined? Was it for the business opportunity, or was it for the actual program itself to help you?
Well, over the last few years, I've put about a stone and a half on, as all men do, in the abdominal area, which for me is a little bit alien. So yeah, that's got to go as well. But the business side, yeah, if you can get enough folks involved, you can make a good living from this.
Mm. And the nice thing about it, I suppose, from that point of view, is that it is an online thing. So it's not like you have to hire a hall and go out to instruct people, unless you actually wanted to.
Yes, you do. There's two ways of doing it. The online one, which is less personal. But I think if you can get groups of people and face-to-face, they can see that, you know, it's not a scam at all. You know, they can say, oh, there's a guy here, he's done it for 7 years. I'm going to tell people my history anyway, and I'm going to work through the various organisations, similar to Chamber of Commerce, those sort of folks, and just get in there and make them aware, because I'm sure a lot of those folks have tried the gym. I haven't got time for the gym, even at lunch times, it's too much. So it's got to be, from my point of view, it's got to be face-to-face.
Well, certainly, there can't be many people on this planet who don't want to be fit and healthy and who don't want to know about sensible eating and how they can achieve all their health and fitness goals in a short amount of time. I wouldn't have thought. So you should really have a captive audience. And it might be a good idea to even go to the like secondary schools where you've got young adults, because normally when they start to be interested in the opposite sex, that's when they start to take an interest in their bodies. And so that could be a good target market, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I've not even thought of that, but I'm wondering, if you're going to make a living from this, you're going to need to make a charge of some description, be it large or small. And it's whether schools are actually investing in sports again or not, or if they're fully tied up with what they're doing already. It's a good idea. It's worth investigating.
Well, yeah, I mean, they do say you should give before you can receive, don't they? So yeah. If you went in with some good information, because schools do struggle with keeping their students fit, and also with so many schools having lost their playgrounds and their playing fields.
They have, yes.
They've got limited space, so, you know, to work in a gym in a small area, that could be something very viable for you.
Yeah. You've just got to sit down with a piece of paper, really, and think of where you can find groups of people. I think a lot of people are looking for one-off folks, like their neighbour or their friend or their sister or brother. Difficult.
Another place possibly could be young mothers, the mother and toddlers group, because often when you go to those places, they go for a chat, and sometimes they'll have people come in to give them a different talk about various different things. And when you are a young mother, often you do tend to sit around and drink coffee or not do a lot of exercise because of you're kind of tied with your young child. So that might be another possibility, to go in there and see if within the weekly groups they might want a 7-minute exercise slot.
Good thinking. Yeah, except I imagine a lot of ladies out there can't afford a gym membership and a crash.
Well, they can't. And
no.
And like play groups and things, you know. There's all sorts of... Those are the places I think you should target. And to be perfectly honest, if you didn't charge very much because they wouldn't be able to afford a lot, you might drum up other interest anyway with the online venture, because obviously there's going to be people who haven't got young children who couldn't attend the creches, but they've got friends and relatives who I'm sure would also need to lose weight and get fitter and healthier, but would prefer to do it online. Maybe they've got full-time jobs, so it's just getting in, isn't it?
It is. It's just sitting down and I'm going to think about, you know, who you can get in touch with and just doing it. You know, it's okay saying, well, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't join the chamber, it's too expensive or whatever. But you've got to think probably long term. You've got to think, well, it's going to cost me a couple of £100 to join my local chamber. That's for a year. But look at all the folks that are in that chamber. There's hundreds of businesses, and there's thousands of people. You've got to beg, steal or borrow that first amount of money and get into a chamber.
Well, you've obviously got your business head on, and I read somewhere about the word because. So a lot of people make excuses of why they can't do things because of whatever, whereas if you put a different slant onto it, you could be the cause of why things can happen. So you've just got to take a different view of it, and I'm sure that as you are so experienced with health and fitness and are keen on the 7-minute workout, you've seen how beneficial it is, not just for yourself but for other people in the forum. And indeed you are part of the 7-minute police who go round to offer advice, then I'm sure you'll be very successful with it. But even if you're not, from a financial point of view, you haven't got any regrets about joining it from a personal point of view, have you?
No, not at all. I look forward now to going to the gym regularly. In fact, I'll go every other day. So sometimes it's 4 days a week, sometimes it's three. It depends how the days fall. But it takes longer to drive to the gym now than it does to actually do a workout. So I'm saving at least an hour per day, and I'm not working long, I'm working hard. That's the message that everyone needs to take away. As Joel said, you can't work long and hard. You can do one or the other.
Well, that's great. Oh, well, thanks for talking to me, Fred. I do hope everything goes well for you, and no doubt we'll chat again in the future.
Well, thanks for the call, Jean. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
All right, take care then. Bye-bye.